This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Biologists call it signaling, traits and behaviors that evolved because recipients respond to them in ways that benefit the signaler. Among humans, the signals may not be quite as overt as the peacock fanning its tail or fireflies courting and sparking on a summer night. It is that luminescent dance that inspired the creative team called Synesthesia Muse to collaborate on a piece of wearable technology that first strutted across MIT's DeScience show and has now been on catwalks on both coasts. Harry Uman, artist and chair of SNHU's Communications, Media, and Arts Technology Department, artist and dressmaker Deborah Caldwell, and the developer and inventor Angela Chang will be showing off the luminescent firefly dress at TEDx Amaskeg Milliard this Saturday. We spoke with them earlier this week about the project, and I asked Angela Chang about the name. Why firefly?
Because fireflies have a unique way of communicating their state and communicating their identity and communicating with each other that humans attempt to perform when they're in social situations, in particular in a place where they're wearing fancy clothes, like in a nightclub. Communication science applied to fashion can help people express themselves better and can help themselves identify with different cultures and social groups. Because, you know, you put on clothing, that's one thing, but if the clothing is active, if you could use it as a communication channel, well, then that's a whole nother level of being able to express who you are.
Okay, all right. You just said so many fantastic things.
This also fit right in with my interest in LED lighting and interactivity, and so there was a good match there. And then with Deborah's help, we were able to bring this together into a garment that was beautifully sewn and crafted. And I think I'll let Deborah talk about her reaction.
Yeah, Deborah, I'd love to know. Describe to me, what does the luminous firefly dress look like?
Well, it looks almost like a lush garden.
So I'm seeing leaves.
I mean,
some people have said it looks like a little bit like lettuce, and I don't take that as an insult at all.
Lettuce
is good for you.
It's green. It's a beautiful sort of a color of green that I associated with Italian fashion.
Yeah, I was inspired by Alexander McQueen and a number of Japanese designers. The Japanese designers incredibly forward-thinking in their use of materials and I love the idea of the exoskeleton concept of, I don't want to say armor because that means kind of like war and battle, but kind of a shell that is beautiful in form and very expressive.
It also responds to sound, I understand. Like it responds.
I'm going
to
let Angela take that.
Okay, Angela.
So the firefly is an interesting creature because it has three modes of communication using its light. The first communication mode is to convey its identity. So if everyone in a space, all the other fireflies are echoing a particular pattern and you're part of that species, the firefly will echo the pattern of the species. And then the second mode is for the firefly to independently express its own identity for mating. And then the third mode is to express anger or stay away. So the mode where the music drives the dress, where the lights respond to ambient music, is conveying the social identity, like I'm hip, I'm part of the scene. That mirrors what the firefly does when it's part of the scene of its species in the fields of green at night.
Well, think Close Encounters of the Third Kind, the scene where they're communicating with the aliens through color and light and sound. Exactly. These are things that are, I think, pretty universal throughout the cosmos. You know, light is universal.
Well, Harry, and you know, all of you, it's so interesting because we are moving towards wearable technology, or so we're told. You know, Google Glass may not have made quite as much of a difference as they thought they were going to, but I think it will happen. The iWatch. We have jackets that can charge phones and high-tech wicking in fabrics and glow-in-the-dark vests for runners. These are all about function in many, many ways. This is function or form?
It's both. It's creating something unique that you want to wear with something that could even eventually be something that you need to wear. you know, for health type of things.
Right, so, a heart monitor on your clothing or whatever.
But it is something that is fashionable that you want to wear.
But could this ever be something that would be mass marketed as a ready-to-wear dress? Or is someone only going to wear it to a nightclub or to Burning Man or something?
Well, I see it as something that performers are using already a lot. Who could have imagined the iPhone? I mean, these are all recent devices and technologies, and look how universal they are now and taken for granted.
Well, you know what I'd love to know from Deborah actually is, you've been working with fabrics for so long, many different kinds of fabrics. I'm wondering what working with technology, you were sort of working lights into this. How does that change as a factor of how you approach a garment, how you touch a garment, how you design it?
It was coming up with the basic silhouette first, and then figuring out how to integrate the lights into that and have them not just be lights but diffusion of the light to create shadows and even texture, look like the fabric is even more textured than what it is. Mm-hmm. So all those things were taken into consideration. And there was a lot of trial and error that, you know, we went through as far as the, you know, what was going to be the best way to create all of this and make it work. When we came up with the ruffle design that laid over the lights, it just kind of popped, and it was like, this is exactly what we were looking for.
It was a good marriage with with the lights, but just to say something about the lights is that, without giving away our secret sauce, these are not Home Depot lights. There was quite a bit of research that went into everything at all ends, even though the technology itself that we used in the dress is not, you know, gigantically sophisticated, the way it had to come together to make an aesthetically appealing form was no a small trick.
So where to next? Are you guys going to continue to work together, this synesthesia muse team?
I hope so. I mean, we're talking. We're trying to catch our breaths because things have been, you know, nonstop. And we're doing some walking of these beautiful dresses at TEDx Amaskig Milliard coming up this week. We have all kinds of tasks on the books here for both Deborah and Angela, whether they know it or not.
Uh-oh, Angela.
Well, Harry Heumann, Deborah Caldwell, Angela Chang, thank you all so much for joining us.
Thank you, Virginia.
Harry Heumann there, artist, professor, and chair of SNU's Communications, Media, Arts, and Technology Department. Deborah Caldwell, dressmaker and owner of Isabel and Me Studio, that's at the Wombeck Mill in Manchester. And the developer and inventor, Angela Chang. They are the team behind the luminescent firefly dress. We posted a few short films showing the dress off. It will also be on view at TEDx Amaskig Milliard this Saturday. I'll be hosting this sold-out event, but you can watch it online. Details on both at wordofmouthradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. If you like what you heard, there's much more at wordofmouthradio.org. You can also follow us. You can send us your feedback or share your ideas for the program on Facebook and on Twitter. Just imagine your ideas lighting up and then spreading to others on contact and causing them to light up. Well, that's how we think of word of mouth. Just no lights. Not yet, anyway. I'm Virginia Prescott. We'll be back with more word of mouth Sunday at noon right here on New Hampshire Public Radio.